Chapter 1. Filosof Cocktail. Filosof Cocktail was the title under which this book was first published in 1970. A cocktail is a blended mixture of different ingredients. Not every cocktail pleases every palate, and so with this chapter and the whole book. The prefix of filosof implies that the book is a sort of philosophical Molotov cocktail. A Molotov cocktail is a homemade bomb, which is highly volatile and disruptive. It is pleasing to one side and distinctly displeasing to the other. Many of my words are volatile and may disrupt. Some will please, and others will just as surely displease. But the book has been designed to serve as a companion and guide for all who must negotiate the tortuous journey of life. It should stimulate, or provoke, thought, self-appraisal, and consideration for others, the routes to personal happiness and international understanding. I am but one tiny grain of sand, trying to make myself heard in the vast desert of this world. With this book, my intention is to create an oasis, to give passing travelers food for thought and refreshment from a well of happiness. Its contents are the first seeds to be planted. Hopefully, they will take root and grow in the shifting desert sands, the grains of humanity. Acronym for life. L for love. I for integrity. F for friendship. E for enthusiasm. Moments. What is life but a series of passing moments, the pearls of time strung together by the thread of living? Moments, gone, now, and just ahead. Memory, actuality, and anticipation. The most important moment, now. Any moment that is not lived in its allotted time then has to be lived with forever, as the moment that could have been, but never was. Life, one-way traffic to a stop sign. Time passes as quickly or as slowly as we let it. It's up to us how and how much we fill the one-way moments of a lifetime. The happiness seed. Somewhere in any moment of happiness may lie the seed of its further growth, but it's not always easy either to recognize it or to nurture its development. The unburdened tree. Memories consist of people, things, and activities which once filled our every moment, but which no longer do and may never again. Such is the pageant of changes which comprise the growth and development of living. And, just as sometimes a tree will grow the better for a little pruning of branches which have served their purpose, so must certain people and things fade from the scene of our current activities, so that we may grow, unfettered by bearing the burdens of the past. Time. How can we ever treat the passing minutes so casually and offhandedly that they slip by unnoticed into hours, days, and even years? Our lives slip away as subtly but surely as the sand which runs through the narrow neck of the hourglass. One day we stop and look, and find there are more spent grains in the bottom than fresh ones waiting at the top. A child lets sand run through its fingers. With equal casualness, many dropouts from life frequent street corners, bars, and beaches while their sands run out, with so little to show for their passing. The only mark some of them will leave on this world is where their feet have scuffed the sidewalk, or the equally imperceptible mark on the bar they leaned against. How do you fill an empty person? Timekeeping, or is it losing? How kindly time adjusts its own clock within us. We still talk of yesterday's memories when they're already yesteryears. Honest timekeeping. Rather than telling people that we don't have time to do something, wouldn't it be more honest to say that we don't choose to take the time to do it, because we will usually find time to do whatever we really want to do? Now and then. In the emptiness or unhappiness of today, we turn to our yesterdays for solace and security, or to our tomorrows for hope and promise, for the past being known offers security, while the future, being unknown, looms as a frightening new adventure fraught with menacing pitfalls. The solution is to delete the frightening and then embark on any new adventure with courage in the spirit of discovery, excitement, and hope.